Jemmy and Susan, both loving and loyal, and in their embraces their joys did abound. Fortune divided them, this was a trial. Sweet Susan, with sorrow encompassed round. Now he was forced to leave his sweet Susan, and also commanded to hoist up their sail. This was a grief to them both in conclusion. Ah, how she in sorrow then did bewail. Thus his sweet Susan, alas, she lamented, she blaming the fate and her fortune unkind. Jemmy, beholding his heart, then relented. He said, "My dear creature, thou surely shalt find, though for a time we must now be divided, my heart I will lodge and lay up in thy breast. If by the powers above we are guided, when I return, my dear, love shall be blessed. I do desire to have life no longer, then I do intend to prove true to my dear. Though for a time we are parted asunder, yet I will be faithful, love be of good cheer. Never was creature more fair and completer than my loving Susan, the joy of my mind. Graced with beauty in every feature, I'll be unchangeable, love thou shalt find. Oh, that my sighs and my tears were prevailing, my dear, to enjoy thee, and all would be well. But in thy absence all blessings are failing. Sweet Jemmy, 'tis thee that my grief can expel. Love, do not leave me, sweet Jemmy, reprieve me now from those sad sighing and sorrow and grief. Thou hast my heart, dear Jemmy, believe me, then take some pity and yield me relief. My dearest Jemmy, the seas they have danger, when in raging tempests the billows do roar. I to those sorrows, my love, am a stranger, and when thou art gone I shall ne'er see thee more. I have 500 pounds to my portion in silver and gold. Love, all shall be thine. Why shouldst thou hazard thy life on the ocean and leave me in sorrow here to repine? Cease, my sweet Susan, for I am engaged with noble commanders to sail on the main. Love, let thy sorrows and tears be assuaged. Dear, be but contented and do not complain. Let not my absence, my jewel, so grieve thee, the pride of my heart and the joy of my mind. Take here my ring as a pledge I will leave thee, and I will be faithful, love thou shalt find." Then from her fair eyes how the tears they did trickle, like streams that flow down from the fountains of love. Faithful and loyal and scorned to be fickle, her heart it was fixed and could not remove. Susan in sorrow, almost broken-hearted, the wind it did serve with a most pleasant gale. Then these two lovers, alas, they were parted, for the goodly ship was now under sail. Now he is gone, may the heavens protect him from all the proud waves of the tempestuous main. Keep them from danger, and always direct him, and send him in safety to England again. Here to complete our joys with a blessing in a true lover's knot, which can ne'er be untied. All that is mine he shall then be possessing, and never depart till death us divide.